Welcome to my Pivoting Your Mindset podcast. My podcast will help you navigate and explore the power of changing your thoughts. I'll help you learn how to set healthy boundaries and to gain confidence in who you are. I'm Jennifer Whalen, your host. I'm a certified life breakthrough coach, and I've been in your shoes. I felt stuck, frustrated, and beaten down, and I also know what it feels like to be confident, and I want the same for you. Throughout these episodes, you'll hear my story and find hope, encouragement, and practical advice that will help you along the way. So grab a notebook and your favorite beverage and let's jump right in. I know we have all been there. The feeling like you're juggling a thousand things and trying to keep everything going, all the while keeping everyone happy. It is so exhausting. I know, trust me. I've been talking about the four main areas that I feel keep us stuck. One is the fear of failure, two, negative self-talk, three, unsure of your purpose, and today I'm going to be talking about number four, which is overwhelm. So I hear this all the time. How the heck am I supposed to work on myself when I'm being pulled in a thousand directions? Sound familiar? I know, it is so stinking hard. It's hard to manage everything that you have to manage, and you definitely can't make everybody happy. So then you get to the point where you feel like you're failing at everything. I know that you're listening right now and this sounds familiar to you. And if you feel this way, you are not alone. I've been there too, and I know a lot of other people that are there right now. And I've said this before, but I'm a recovering people pleaser. And you may be asking me, like, what does people pleasing have to do with feeling overwhelmed by so many things? Well, a lot of the time, when we get that overwhelm feeling or that get to that overwhelm point, it's because we are trying to please everybody. Because we don't know how to set boundaries, or maybe we do set boundaries, but then we go back on those boundaries because of the pressure from everyone else. So I want to address this belief. No one can make everyone happy all the time. Boundaries will upset other people. Boundaries will get pushed back by the people that you're setting the boundaries with. And someone may get upset along the way, but that's their choice. I want to start talking about life balances. If you don't have your life balance, you will always feel like you're spinning plates and putting out fires all the time. It's exhausting. So I like to tackle about this thing called the life balance wheel. So I want you to visualize with me what I'm referring to. You have this wheel. It has different spokes that keep the wheel from going round and round, right? It helps it to go round and round. Well, let's pretend and let's visualize that there's weights on each spoke. Some spokes have 10 weights, some have 5, some have none. If that's the case, do you think that wheel will wobble when it goes around? Or do you think it's going to move smoothly? Do you think it'd be a little clunky? Okay, if you said clunky, that's how I feel. I think that that's correct. It will feel that, you know, I'm moving my head as if you could see me. But that clunky feeling, right? Well, if you're overwhelmed, your life too can feel a little clunky. You wake up with a goal for the day only to find that you deal with what's happening or who's pulling on you the loudest and the hardest. And throughout the day, I know every single minute is not going to go quote unquote as planned, but I feel if you're spending the majority of your day running from here to there and feeling like you just want to run away or crawl in a hole, that's where it's not healthy. And I felt that many, many times. And if you're like me, you have too. And maybe you feel it more than you want to admit. But when we're running or putting out those fires all day, every day, we're running on stress. Our bodies produce a hormone called cortisol. It's the fight or flight hormone. It's there to protect us when we're in an emergency situation. So naturally, it has a benefit when we have that hormone. But our life shouldn't constantly be in emergency mode. But sadly, I think that's how it is for a lot of women. because we have to manage so many things. We're a mom. We're, you know, we work. We're grandma. We are a wife. And there's so many things that we have to manage. So you do feel like you're balancing a lot of plates. So, okay, visualize. I'm back to the wheel. I want you to think about that wheel. I want you to think about those spokes on the wheel to be different categories of your life. Home and environment, love and romance, friends and family, career and business, health and fitness, personal growth, money and finances, and fun and recreation. So you visualized in your mind those areas of the wheel, right? If you had magnets or weights that you were going to put in each of those categories, what's going to weigh the heaviest? What's going to feel neglected? And would your wheel be running smoothly? Or will it be a little clunky like we talked about? If it's going to run a little clunky, I want to challenge you to do something that will change. Because if you keep doing the same thing and getting the same results, that's the definition of insanity. And that's why we feel overwhelmed and like we want to run and hide somewhere and leave our phone on the counter and get a one-way ticket to somewhere and not tell anybody, right? You know that feeling? I've had that feeling. And it's a very yucky feeling because you just feel like you're failing. You feel like nothing is going right. What would it feel like if you could wake up with intention for the day, and then when things don't go exactly as planned, you have the resources to pull from the other areas that day? Here's another analogy. We all like having money, right? If you don't, let me know. But all of us like having money. We like having money in our bank account. So this analogy that I'm going to talk about now is going to be picturing the spokes being bank accounts. You make deposits into the love and romance account. So if you have a day where your friends and families need you more, you get to borrow from that love and romance account. You'll be okay because it will balance out as you make deposits back into the love and romance account. However, if you're constantly pulling time and resources from your love and romance account, spoke, if you will, and never putting anything back, at some point, your love and romance account will be broke. It will be bone dry. There will be nothing to pull from. So then you'll need to pull from another area to build back up. But if those areas are bone dry too, what are you going to pull from? So the balancing act of paying Peter to pay Paul will begin in full speed. So I hope that helps you to kind of visualize that when you're thinking about all the different areas of your life. And I know it's hard to hear what I'm about to say, but I'm going to have a tough love moment. If you choose not to live a balanced life, you will be choosing to live in chaos. When you choose something, you are not choosing something else. So if you choose chaos, you're not choosing peace and balance. Okay, so you had a little tough love for me today, but now I want to talk about the practical ways to get you out of this cycle. First of all, I highly recommend you take inventory of the different areas of your life. I want you to be honest with yourself. It's not time for you to sugarcoat anything. I want you to be brutally honest. What areas do you feel that you need help in, and what areas do you feel are overflowing? We're going to address the areas of overflow first. Let's say you have so much fun and recreation time. It is fun all the time. It is overflowing. You spend a ton of time going to movies. You play video games. You scroll social media, which we're all guilty of. You like to go hunting, fishing, sports. You know, I think you're getting the idea of what I'm trying to say. All these things that I just said are good. They're not bad to have in your life. They're good. But then let's say your health and fitness or your love and romance wheel is completely empty. Your husband and you never spend time together. You don't get together with your friends. Your kids barely see you. But man, you're having fun in life. At some point, you will need that family time or that relationship time, and you will have zero deposits to draw from. Here's another example. Your career and business are doing absolutely amazing. You pour all your time and energy to being successful. You love your job. You work over. You work weekends. You really don't have time for friends and family, but you still feel unfulfilled and overwhelmed. So is that really successful? I guess it depends on what you're measuring your success to, right? So I gave you these scenarios, but I can give you scenario after scenario, but you have to decide how you want your wheel to look like. You are the only one that can decide how you want your life to be balanced. Now we're going to talk about values. Let's think about your values. If you haven't taken a values test, I definitely recommend taking one. This will help you discover your core values. If your core values aren't being taken care of or not even focused on your wheel with your core values, you will feel like there's a void and you will try to fill that void with everything else. So how do you go about finding the values that you should hold to so tightly and keep in focus? Because life is about choices and values. Our values reflect the things that matter to us most. Our values are a very important part of the decision-making process that we go through, and they really define who we are. I want you to think back to when you were little. What qualities were true of you then? And what qualities that were when you were little are still true about you now? Think about the things that people cannot stop you from doing. Could anyone stop you from being compassionate? Are you dependable? Are you a funny person? Those are just who you are, right? No one can tell you, I want you to stop being compassionate. No one can tell you to stop being a funny person because that's who you are. I'm going to give you a few value examples because maybe you're listening to this and you're like, I don't really know what my values are. So I want you to listen to these few, and of course, the list is huge, so I'm not going to list everything, but I want you to kind of see if any of these resonate with you. I'm going to just list some values and then think about it. Balanced, independent, commitment, compassion, competency, competition, family, efficient, faithfulness, fairness, honesty, loyal. Any of those, when I said that, you're like, yeah, that's me. Okay, remember, it's hard to do this when I'm on a podcast. But what I hope from this is to get your wheels turning, for you to start thinking about these things. This is one of the first areas that I start with my life coaching clients because they all help you to fit the pieces together of life like a puzzle. The core values that you have will help guide you as you set boundaries, which will help you build your self-esteem, which will help you discover when the core values aren't being adhered to because they could be what's keeping you overwhelmed when those things are getting ignored. And that's when overwhelm happens the most. So when you think about your core values and the balance of things in your life, do you now see why overwhelm could be keeping you stuck? You're pushing your core values to the side, which is making you not be confident in who you are and who God created you to be, which leads you to not feeling confident enough to set firm boundaries, which then leads you to people-pleasing and the balancing act of keeping all those wheels turning. Yes, we can peel back the layers even more when we're working together, but today's podcast should have been very eye-opening, or at least a little eye-opening, just by thinking about these things. Like I said, the list that I gave you was not all the words, all the value words. There's a ton of lists. You can Google this list if you wanted to. You could Google core values and you'll get a list, okay? But what I hope to have done is to get your wheels turning. I want you to start thinking about, okay, I see how all this is going together. But one thing I want you to hear from this podcast is it is never too late. You can always correct your balance wheel. Some corrections can happen really quick, while there's going to be some other corrections that will happen over time. And then some of the corrections are kind of like a domino effect. You fix one and it kind of helps all the other ones. Some corrections will leave you feel empowering, while others are going to be hard and it's going to really challenge your strength. But one thing I promise you, it can be done. When you discover who you are, what your core values are, and gain confidence, you will set and maintain healthy boundaries, which will help you to feel balanced. Okay, so that alarm got me distracted. That alarm drives everybody crazy on my phone. I'm going to get back. But the alarm scares everybody. I don't even know if it's going to pick up the alarm. But if you didn't, there was an alarm that went off on my phone. And it feels like it's telling everybody to evacuate. So, sorry about that. So, let me get back. But it kind of got me distracted. So, when you discover who you are and what your core values are, you gain confidence, which is what I want everyone to do, because I want you to be confident. Because when you're confident, you're going to set and maintain healthy boundaries, which is going to help you feel balanced. I'm going to also say something. If you're new to setting boundaries, you're going to get some pushback. Trust me, people aren't going to love all your new boundaries. But the ones who will push back the hardest are the ones who just say, they don't like your boundaries, or they tell you, no, they're not going to listen to your boundaries or whatever. Those are the people that you actually need to be setting the boundaries with, because they set boundaries with you by walking all over you. They're just setting those boundaries in the middle of your yard, per se. But you're the one leaving the gate wide open for them to come in. I talk a lot about boundaries being like a fence in your yard. You have your fence in your yard. That's a boundary line for your neighbors can't cross unless you open the gate. Same thing with our life. So I know learning how to set boundaries can be really hard. And it can, if you're new to setting boundaries, you have to take some time to just trust the process, because it's not like a once and done quick fix. You didn't get here overnight to not having boundaries, and you're not going to be able to wave that magic wand and change everything. But I promise you, the rewards are so worth the journey. So I'm going to tell you a little personal story. As I was writing this podcast, God whispered that I was experiencing this over the last few weeks, which that's how God does with podcasts with me. When I go to write the podcast, he's like, oh, remember this situation? So I work an 8-to-5 job at a CPA firm. Well, as you know, we just passed the tax deadline. So for the past few months, it has been crazy, which meant that I was working longer days, and then I was coaching and working on my coaching materials, updating my website and all that stuff. I was sticking to commitment to doing this podcast once a week, which I love doing, while living in a new state, being a newlywed, an empty nester for the first time, and trying to balance all of that some days was really hard. Mind you, all of these things I enjoy. I love the people that I work for and with in my 8-to-5 job. I love coaching and everything that comes along with coaching. I love my newlywed husband, and the empty nester life is going to be so fun. But I still had moments of overwhelm. So during this time, I had to still make deposits, right? I had to still pour into those areas. Some were getting a little more deposits than others, but if I neglected all the other areas while I was going through this crazy time at work, where would it be? What would it be like now when it's not so crazy, when things do slow down? Now, mind you, my house is not as tidy as it will be when I do have more time. I'm going to even be more creative when it comes to creating things for the mentorship or even for these podcasts when I have more time. Jason and I are going to get to do more adventures when things are slowing down, but I have to be honest with myself and take that time to really evaluate my wheel of life and make sure that I'm keeping it balanced. I'm going to be a better wife, a better mom, a better coach, and a better friend, and a better worker when I do this. Just because your balance wheel wobbles a little, sometimes here and there, it doesn't mean you failed. It doesn't mean that it won't ever balance again. It just may be in a different season. So I want you to know, during that time that it's a little wobbly, just don't forget to make the deposits, even if you're busy. Even if you feel like, okay, how can I pour into any other area of my life right now because I don't want that area to go dry. I know this podcast really used quite a bit of analogies, but I hope it helped you to kind of visualize what I was talking about. If you heard this today and you're waving your hand high and saying, yes, this is me, okay, I picture a little kid in the classroom waving their hand really hard so the teacher calls on them because they're so confident that they have the right answer. And that's what you're doing right now. You're like, oh my goodness, this is so me. Girl, I got you. I would love to invite you to our mentorship because inside the mentorship, this is exactly what we do. We peel back the layers and discover your roadblocks and then we can create action plans of how you can move forward with such clarity and confidence. Just like I was telling you about my time of overwhelm, I worked with my life coach to help me uncover what I was feeling. She didn't tell me I was wrong. She didn't tell me I should do this or I should not do this. She listened, she asked questions, and she helped me uncover what I was going through so that I could take ownership of how I might right my boat. She showed me compassion and tough love, and that's what we coaches do. So if you're looking for a coach that will say, oh, poor you, you're doing everything right and it's everyone else's fault, I am not the coach for you. But if you are ready to change the direction of your life and stop making excuses and start taking action, I could be the coach that you're looking for. And the cool thing is, there's a whole lot, but one of the cool things is, in the mentorship, you not only get me as your coach, but you get to attend other trainings and other group coaching sessions led by a team of other amazing coaches. I promise you, you would not regret this decision. If you join and you realize it's just not for you, you can cancel at any time. And you also get 7 days to try it. And then if you don't think that it's something for you, you get a full refund. Honestly, I know 100% that you're going to love it. If I didn't believe in it, I would not talk about it. I would not share it because one of my core values is honesty. So I hold myself to a high standard and I'll be honest with myself and I'm going to be honest with you. So if you're interested, you can go to the show notes or you could just go to my website, which is wellnesswithfaith.com and then forward slash mentorship. You know, I always want to leave you with something to think about or a quote. Today is a quote, but I can't remember who said it. I want you to listen. Change your words, change your mindset. Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. So what are you telling yourself today? Thank you for taking the time to listen today. Remember, your current situation does not determine your future. If you found this episode valuable, please consider sharing it with a friend or leaving a review. I want to invite you to join us in our mentorship program. This is a place where you get weekly coaching from a certified coach. This mentorship has a team of coaches that specialize in so many areas. If you need help with confidence and boundaries, or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom thinking about starting a business, or maybe you're just struggling to find your calling, we have a team that will help you in all those areas plus more. This could be exactly what you're looking for. It's like having a one-stop shop, but for coaching, but at a fraction of the price. We truly believe that God has created this and we can't wait for you to be a part of it. There's a link in my show notes if you want more details. And again, don't forget to take my quiz to discover any hidden barriers that might be holding you back and learn how you can move forward with confidence and with clarity. I want to thank you again for your support. It really does mean so much to me.